supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, when families have some kind of issue that's driving them apart, something happened, person A thinks it's all person B's fault, you know how these things go. What is the role of an apology?
Well, first of all, you have to know what you've done. And this is very difficult, to keep quiet and listen to the person you've hurt. And just assume it's all true. And when I do it in the office, I have people try to stay away from the you words. You did this to me. What I encourage people to do is say what happened to them. My heart broke. I was scared. I didn't know if we'd be in a relationship anymore. I felt ashamed. Those kinds of things. And, you know, the person who caused the injury has to listen, has to understand, you know, has to look in the eye of that person and understand what you've done and make a heartfelt commitment to try to not do it again.
Is an apology only valid? Does it only work when the person truly believes that they did something wrong?
Yeah, by and large. You hear words like, sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. You know, that kind of stuff. And we hear it, you know, in public. You know, variations on that. They might say, I'm sorry, but.
Yeah. But let's say I truly feel like the other person is overly sensitive or they misunderstood me. Is there a way to still apologize even if I'm not quite sure that I'm in the wrong?
Well, there's no wrong and right here. There's different perspectives of the same thing. But if I'm the one that's hurting, I really need you to understand what you've done to me.
Once an apology has come through and has been accepted, what are the rules to make this work? Because sometimes I feel like there's been an apology and then the issue is still in the room somehow. So what does the aggrieved party, and I'm making air quotes, but the person who was hurt got the apology, what do they do next?
Well, they can say, I forgive you. But if they don't, if they aren't ready or able to let it go, then forgiveness is a lie. And maybe you're lying to yourself that you want everything to go away. But if you're carrying it inside, now, it's going to crop up everywhere. Like water always finds a way. This kind of anger or hurt or shame is going to find a way to express itself. You have to be ready to release your grasp on this and let go. And if you're not, you won't.
In that case, is it okay to say, thank you for the apology, I'm not quite ready to let this go, but this is a start?
Yeah. Thank you for the apology. I'm not able yet to let it go. I'm hoping over time I will be able to.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike. And